Oh, that was beautiful. And that is Rachel Priday. And she's a violinist who's appeared as a soloist with major international orchestras, including Chicago, the Boston Pops, New York Youth Symphony, Aspen Sinfonia, and the Aspen Music Festival. Recent upcoming highlights include concerto engagements with the Pacific Symphony, Buffalo Philharmonic, Cape Town Philharmonic, and the Grand Junction Symphony recently. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And we're also joined by Susan Ellinger.
Hi, Allie.
Hi. And they are getting ready to embark on a few shows here in Western Colorado. One this Saturday, March 11th at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts. Can you tell me about this particular program, Susan?
So we are playing several pieces inspired by springtime because it's springtime and it's hopeful. And I think we all need a dose of hopefulness right now. So I've been enjoying working on this music. We're playing a Bach sonata in E major, which actually is nothing related to springtime, but we're playing the Beethoven Spring Sonata, in F major, and the Brahms Opus 78 G major sonata, which is based on a couple of poems about rain. Is that?
Yeah,
you mentioned
that's
that to
right.
Me. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it works in themes from two songs that Brahms wrote and
art songs. Okay.
Yeah. And in German, it's called Regen. So that's the nickname for this sonata as well.
Yeah. And then we're doing a transcription of Simple Gifts from Appalachian Spring. This Simple Gifts is the Shaker, the famous Shaker song.
So you have been traveling all over the world since you started playing, pretty much. You've been all over the U.S., Africa, Europe, China, Korea, Russia. Is that right?
Yeah, all those places.
And is there any place that you want to go that you haven't been yet?
Antarctica. No, I'm just kidding.
Do they have violinists go down there and perform Antarctica?
I don't know. I've had friends who've played in volcanoes before, so maybe they have them on glaciers too.
Right?
Concerts.
So last June, you embarked on a 3-city tour of China where you combined outreach and performances. And the tour marked the launch of a year-long association with the Asia America New Music Institute, which is an organization dedicated to promoting new music relationships and cultural exchange between Asia and America. What was that experience like, and why do you think those kinds of cultural exchanges are important?
Yeah, so this is a great organization that I have been involved with for about a year now. It was founded by a friend of mine who's a film composer, and he describes it as a project that rejuvenates his soul, because a lot of the time he's writing for commercials and about, you know,
trying to pay the bills
or, yeah, just strange things that so this is kind of a passion project of his, and he is basically building partnerships between festivals in Asia, schools in Asia, and sort of up-and-coming young composers in the U.S. And so there's not a ton of new contemporary classical music there, so it's really bringing something new over there. And for us, so far I've had the opportunity to go to China and Vietnam last year, as well as some events in the U.S., in California and Utah, and in Massachusetts. So it's really been enriching for me. We often do outreach performances in addition to the concerts. So a couple experiences that were really meaningful were I got to teach some master classes in China at the Beijing Central Conservatory, and a couple other cities that we went to. And I also got to play in a prison for the first time, because we did an outreach concert actually here in the U.S. in Utah. So it was a high security prison, and it was really funny because the sign that they had outside there just said Asian concert. That was us. So we played our program of contemporary music. It was about an hour long, and this is stuff that was written just, you know, a few months ago and that we premiered. Most of the stuff is for violin solo and small ensemble. And it was amazing how intently they listened in the prison. So
did any of them cry? Because I always do.
I think they were very quiet and very appreciative. Uh-huh. It was one of the most appreciative audiences that we've been in contact with.
Oh, very cool. And so let's talk a little bit about how you got started. So you grew up in Chicago and you began your violin studies at the age of 4. And then in 1996, you moved to New York City to study with Dorothy DeLay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you continued your studies at Juilliard with Itzhak Perlman.
Yep.
Wow. And then you went on to study at the New England Conservatory with Miriam Fried. Can you talk about what it's like to study music at that level? Because obviously Juilliard is one of the most prestigious schools you could go to study music. And Itzhak Perlman is probably one of the most famous violinists in the world. And I'm just wondering how rigorous were your studies and what did you learn about dealing with pressure?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that I'm used to being under a lot of pressure and probably don't realize that just because it's been sort of normal for me since I was little. I started at Juilliard when I was 8, and actually my family moved from Chicago in order for me to go there. Before that, I came out to the Aspen Music Festival to study. So these were, you know, big commitments on my part and also the support of my family. So, I mean, it was just, I was really, really serious about it. And I think the most important thing was just being around peers and students that were older than me who were already performing, but were at playing such a high level that I had a lot of other musicians to look up to. Not to mention, I got to study with Itzhak Perlman, who's like the greatest violinist and such a mentor to me. So I've just been really lucky to be, you know, in that kind of environment. And of course, it was high pressure. But I feel like that sort of goes with the territory.
Mm-hmm. You made your orchestral debut at the Aspen Music Festival, and that was at the age of 9. And then the following year, you performed at the 50th anniversary celebration of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights at the United Nations. So, yeah, your parents must have been proud of you. It's a lot to accomplish at that age.
Yeah, I guess. But, yeah, I didn't really think of it that way. It was just,
You weren't doing it.
I looked up to the great violinists. I wanted to be like them, and that's pretty much what motivated me, and just loving music.
Uh huh. What were some of those teachers like? Like, what was Itzhak Perlman like as a teacher?
He's very much like you see him if you've ever seen him talk or on TV. He's always joking. He's always wanting to eat food, talking about food.
Likes food.
Yeah, he makes really corny jokes, and sometimes he repeats them, and he knows he repeats them, and we're like, we heard that one before. he's an amazing person and incredible musician.
Mm. And we're here with Rachel Priday and Susan Ellinger, who were going to be performing at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts this Saturday, March 11th. Appalachian Spring is the name of the program. For those of you who don't know Susan's work, she's a pianist in this program. and also running a program at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts, bringing music, a whole classical music series. Can you tell us about the series at the Blue Sage?
Yeah. So we have a concert series. We're in our sixth season. We have from 6 to 10 events per year, workshops, concerts, master classes. We bring in performers from all over the world. And we're growing. We're growing in prestige and notoriety, and also in terms of the performers that we've been able to bring. That's also getting better as well. So, yeah, I'm excited for this upcoming season. It'll be the most exciting one yet, our seventh season.
Well, let's hear another song. This is going to be a recording, actually, and it's from the Grand Junction Symphony performance that you did recently. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so this is fresh off the press. Mm-hmm. I played the Brahms Violin Concerto. This is my performance from this past weekend with the Grand Junction Symphony and Charles Latshaw. Thank you.
We're here with violinist Rachel Priday, and she's going to be performing with Susan Ellinger at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts in Paonia this Saturday, March 11th. So, Rachel, I ask musicians this once in a while because I just always wonder the personality traits that go along with certain instruments. So what are violinists like? Like, how are they different from the cellists or the viola players? Or, you know, what do you think attracts people to the violin in particular?
Well, I think, you know, let me start with a couple other instruments.
Okay.
And then get to violin.
All right.
I would say that out of the string sections, probably the other instruments are cooler and more chill, like violas. Cellists are all, you know, friends with each other. They're always throwing parties, and bassists are just really cool. Violinists are, they're slightly different. They're a little more independent and, I would say, outgoing, a little more individual. They've got to play lots of notes and kind of stand out. So, you know, you'll hear, say, if you're at an orchestra warming up, you know, people might be busting out their Tchaikovsky concerto and, like, trying to show off. So, yeah, there's a bit more of maybe a flamboyant personality with violinists. I would say maybe the closest thing to that is pianists. So, Susan, maybe you'd like to put in some words about the character traits of pianists.
Yeah, it's. I think with pianists, it's interesting because we don't really have so much contact with other instrumentalists, like, on a kind of working basis, like all the other instruments play together in ensembles, orchestras, and whatnot, whereas pianists spend a lot of time alone. So I think that sort of builds an independent kind of personality as well. And I think pianists are sort of left to their own devices a little bit, you know, so hopefully they don't lose their minds.
A little more neurotic.
A little more neurotic.
Right. Well, it's been really nice talking to the two of you, and we're going to go out with one more song. This is a violin sonata from a modern composer. But before we hear that and hear a little bit about it, I want to remind people that they can see both Rachel Priday and Susan Ellinger perform. The Appalachian Spring is the name of it, and it's going to be at the Blue Sage, Uray, and Basalt. You can check out the details on all these shows at the KVNF calendar, kvnf.org. And we're going to hear one more song. Can you tell us about this, Rachel?
So this is a violin sonata that I commissioned with a pianist named David Kaplan from a young composer, a young American composer named Christopher Cerrone, who's a good friend of both of ours. And he was a Pulitzer finalist a couple years ago. You'll hear some interesting techniques in there, a lot of harmonic sounds. Yeah, so this is Christopher Cerrone's violin sonata.